Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. I can see Jackhead, Manitoba. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. And this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, I cannot hold back my excitement. Craig Asano is with us. Craig is the founder and executive director of the National Crowdfunding Association of Canada. Craig, welcome. In fact, welcome back to the Profit Business Cast.
I'm here every week, Robert. No, it's great to be here. We think you do an incredible job at Business Cast. Happy to have this interview. We've got a lot of exciting things happening in the world of crowdfunding.
We have a lot that's happening with equity crowdfunding being the new regime in Ontario and a number of the other provinces. We have a crowdfunding summit coming up that your organization is sponsoring, crowdfundingsummit.ca. But let's take a minute by stepping back. Craig, tell us about yourself and how you came to found the National Crowdfunding Association of Canada.
I mean, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. Initially, that wasn't the case. Like a lot of Canadians, they graduate, they start working with large enterprise companies, and then they soon find their entrepreneurial roots. My entrepreneurial roots took me overseas to a number of ventures, and I ran a number of variety of businesses in real estate, in trading, et cetera, through these various ventures, I realized and found some success and some failure, and it was very difficult to raise capital. So I quickly ended up getting married, I got kids, and we came back to Canada. We love Canada. This is where we're born and this is where our roots are. But what we found, like all over the world, it's very difficult to raise capital. And so I really put the intersection of technology and finance and being a globetrotter all together and really got behind the passion of assisting small businesses and startups access new capital through the term crowdfunding.
So, Craig, we have an association in Canada dedicated to crowdfunding, and now, of course, we have equity crowdfunding in many provinces. Why is it important that crowdfunding have a representative or trade association?
It's a great question. I think in a particular new industry, you have a number of businesses in it, and they're running, they're focused on developing and growing, commercializing their own properties, and there's no different in crowdfunding. We have crowdfunding platforms, we've got consultants, we've got vendors and providers, but we think it's important to have a broader vision for the overall industry in Canada, and that's really about connecting stakeholders and developing business opportunities for emerging new players and existing participants as well. I think it's important to have a shared national voice and to advocate on behalf of the industry when it's necessary. So we think the combination of all those activities is really what builds an industry from the grassroots up and focus on its strength, and it forms a sense of community. If there's one thing that you'll find in a crowd, it's a sense of community. So it's been an incredible experience to provide that sort of platform nationally to connect with events and webinars and education and research. We think we're providing great value to create that sense of community.
So, Craig, from a really high level, fill in our listeners what is new and what has all the excitement brewing right now in the world of equity crowdfunding in Canada that our listeners must be aware of.
Yeah, on January 25th, it was exciting news. There's five provinces, including Ontario, and Ontario has been working feverishly for the past 3 years in their exempt market review process, and they just enacted these new rules, this fancy term for it called multilateral 45-108. But these new crowdfunding regime rules will allow issuers or early stage ventures to raise $1.5 billion from literally a crowd. So that crowd would include retail investors, accredited investors, and it's an exciting time to consider that we have come so far in terms of these opportunities weren't here before under retail investor participation. So we're allowing more people to invest. We're helping more companies, early stage companies, get off the ground, access that very important first capital that they need to grow. And we think it's significant and it can move the needle here in Canada. And we're very excited about the prospects in the future of equity crowdfunding as well as all the forms of crowdfunding.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. The needle's moving, and it's moving now because all this is so brand new. As you mentioned, January 25th was the launch date of the new regime, particularly in Ontario and some of the other provinces. But given the excitement around crowdfunding, and again, equity crowdfunding in particular, because that's where the buzz is right now, tell us about your crowdfunding summit taking place on March 3rd. And again, that's crowdfundingsummit.ca for listeners that want information. But let's explore it a little bit, Craig.
Yeah, well, this is our second annual Canadian Crowd Summit. The hashtag is CCS 2016. This is really an industry-led event. It is a national event. We organize it here in Toronto. It's going to be held at Mars Discovery District, which is at 101 College. And really, it's an event that brings the market to life. So we're talking bringing issuers together with investors, and we are targeting 500 companies, and it's a whole full day of education and networking opportunities. And the format, if you check out the website, is trying to be as dynamic as possible. There's going to be something similar to TEDx, but we branded as Stories from the Edge, and we get experts sharing their insights in terms of not so much what is it, but where are we going and how it's going to work. And then in the afternoon, we have a lot of workshops. We have 30 sessions that cover the gamut, A to Z, in terms of how do the mechanics of crowdfunding work for me as an issuer. We cover the investor's perspective. What are the investment strategies that we want to employ to interact with companies that are engaged in crowdfunding or follow-on rounds of investments for companies that have come from crowdfunding? And everything in between. So there's really something for early stage startups to large enterprise companies seeking to get their brands into the exciting world of crowdfunding, but it also spans the range of fintech and financial services and alternative finance as well. So we have all the leading platforms, we have high profile speakers coming in, a lot of international interest coming up from New York to California. And this year, we're very excited to get can't say it yet. We haven't closed the deal, but a high-profile, you know, from the UK.
So let's drill down a little bit. Let's look at things from the investor perspective. So I'm an investor. I want to make some crowdfunding investments. I understand that if I'm not an accredited investor, my limit is only $10,000 max a year in tranches of no more than $2,500. The companies can only raise $1.5 million a year through this regime. But as an investor, I'm going to attend the summit. What are the three things that you think I will really learn and be able to digest that will make me smarter at this crowdfunding thing?
As an investor, you want to come out and do your due diligence. You're going to be working with a crowdfunding portal, whether they're registered as a restricted dealer or a funding portal or an exempt market dealer. And you're going to want to meet face-to-face these portals and understand how their cost structure works first and foremost. You're going to want to understand their onboarding and due diligence process. After that point, you're going to want to meet the companies. And I know crowdfunding is really an online platform, but it's very important in a nascent industry to do that due diligence. But at the summit itself, beyond meeting potential platforms and companies to invest in, you're going to learn the thought leadership. You're going to learn what it is that you should be looking for in making these kinds of investments. And there's lots of ways to directly and indirectly participate as an investor in crowdfunding and tech products. There's a lot of partnering going on, and without giving too much away, there's a lot for investors in addition to 12 selected companies as part of a pitching showcase that we also host at the Crowdfunding Summit.
So let's look at it now from the other side. I'm a company, and I want to list on a funding portal or a restricted dealer funding portal. What am I going to learn at the summit to make me better at getting my message out to the crowd?
Yeah, I think you're going to learn really what it takes to raise capital from these markets through all forms of crowdfunding models, from product to pre-sale to securitized crowdfunding or investment crowdfunding. And I think before you can list with a portal, there's a lot of work and prep that needs to be taken care of. So you really need to have a better understanding if you're ready to raise capital. And then you're going to want to learn about the cost to raise capital. And you're going to want to connect with the people that can help you facilitate the actual process of raising capital and managing investors. And in this case, we're talking crowdfunding. So you could have a number of investors and a large number of shareholders. So there's very special legal contracts and structures that have to be set up in order to mitigate and be as streamlined as possible before conducting a crowdfunding raise, to ensure that you maximize your opportunity to raise follow-on investment.
So the third piece of this triangle, we have investors, we have the companies, and then, of course, we have these funding portals. Let's talk about the portals for a minute. What's your perspective on them, and how do they work?
Yeah, with crowdfunding, I think it's important for everyone to realize that you could raise through an online exempt market dealer accredited investor portal before the January 25th Ontario crowdfunding regime. The Ontario 25th crowdfunding regime just allows wider participation. That's the first and foremost. So there's a range of exemptions that are going to be something that you need to review as a company together with your lawyer to look at the best option for your company. But these funding portals, the license, they're regulated, and the industry is growing. So those portals are working very closely with a variety of securities commissions like the OSC to ensure that the transactions meet the compliance that are required around them. But these funding portals are meant to be increasing distribution and reducing the friction in terms of cost of raising capital through the use of technology. So there's a lot of digital technologies that are being employed through crowdfunding. In its early days, there's a lot of innovation to grow in this space, but the idea is that we'll have wider distribution, streamlined costs, and eventually entrepreneurs could focus on their business rather than spending so much time trying to raise capital, all through the likes of crowdfunding, equity crowdfunding, debt crowdfunding, and other models as well.
So I'm curious, if you look from the inside knowledge that you have at crowdfunding regimes around the world, and then we hone in on Ontario and the size of our market here, how many of these portals do you think might spring up over the next few years?
It's a great question, Robert. I mean, I would say if you look and use the rule of thumb, as Canada is, say, 10% of what's happening in the U.S., real estate as one hot vertical alone in the U.S., to my knowledge, there's around 178 real estate platforms. I'm not saying there's going to be 17 real estate platforms in Canada overnight, but that is the potential. Now, it's going to be competitive, and there might be a shakeout period, and it's all a bit shiny and exciting. But let's say in the future, we could potentially get to a place where we have 30. Those are 30 marketplaces that are providing supportive financing services to help really an area of the market that has never had that sort of assistance from the existing capital market options today.
It's interesting you pointed to real estate, because I agree, they were the first and the most popular. But what really excites me is not the real estate. That's kind of the old world. I'm really excited about the new opportunities, whether it's tech or physical goods or appliances or something that doesn't exist and can't get off the ground now without a kickstart, to use that term, of an equity crowdfund infusion. Have you got a last final thought on this before we move on?
Well, I do. It strings to mind at the Consumer Electronics Show a few weeks back in Vegas, which I didn't go, but I always track it. They have a Eureka Lounge, and Eureka is just that. Here's the next gadget, next innovation. It could change our lives forever. Of the 478 companies that had trade booths at the Eureka Lounge, over half had got their start through crowdfunding platforms somewhere in the world. Let's say Kickstarter, Indiegogo, any number of the platforms that are supporting those sort of innovative ventures. And then I think it's a stepping stone, or some people call it a funding escalator, but you go out to market, you validate your product, you take those pre-sales in from a rewards or product type crowdfunding model, and then you hopefully deliver that product to the door. You realize that there is a market for this. You're building a business, so you're having momentum. You're bringing on advisors. You're getting structures set up. And then you're going after larger sums of capital because you've got a proven model. You have quite great strength in terms of product as well as customer feedback in terms of what your offering is. Then it's a much more plausible pitch to either retail investors or credit investors to say, listen, we really have something here. We've gotten ourselves from point A to B to C, and now we're coming to you for D and further. So there's a food chain. And that's really what crowdfunding was about. You had a funding gap, and the regulators and the rest of the world has seen the need to regulate and enable crowdfunding to occur. Now that it's here, this funding gap, let's hope we all fill it. We help those companies, and we connect them to investors, and we create jobs, and we have a stronger economy to boot at the end.
Well, Craig, my check is ready. I'm waiting for the portals to come online, and I can't agree with you more. This is wildly exciting. Craig Asano, founder and executive director, National Crowdfunding Association of Canada. Check out crowdfundingsummit.ca for all the information about the upcoming summit. I will be there. I hope you will be too. Craig, thank you for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you very much, Robert. Appreciate that. We'll see you soon.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. Get excited with us about equity crowdfunding. Check us out at benegold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Jackhead, Manitoba.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at bennettgold.ca.